This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Would you buy a car if you didn't have to drive it? Would you travel in a car if there weren't a driver? Driverless cars used to exist only in our dreams and in films. Now, they are a reality. In 2014, the British government approved trials of driverless cars in four British cities. This could, in time, lead to a revolution in the way we think about cars and car ownership. Mike Hearn is a software developer who used to work for Google. He has speculated that if driverless cars become commonplace, most people wouldn't want or need to own a vehicle anymore. He suggests that driverless cars may even own themselves. If, for example, self-driving taxis were autonomous rather than being owned and run by big companies, journeys would become cheaper. The money they received would be used for their running costs plus a little extra for upgrades. He imagines a time when these cars might work together and pool their profits to get a new car built to join them. In a way, as if the cars agree with each other to have a child. At the moment, these suggestions are purely blue sky thinking, but the technologies that would be needed are likely to become available in the next 10 to 20 years. How would you feel if your car had a baby?
News report
from BBC Learning English.